All right, guys, welcome back. Going into hour three, I think. We're outside the White Rose, Adam, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the White Rose a club? Or is it their ship? And no, did I get a schematic?
The White Rose is a club. Okay. Piani, if you want to try to get a blueprint or something first from the system, you can go ahead and make a computer roll.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to skip over all the, like, bullshit where you were actually doing that.
Okay. Boom! 9.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so nice. The White Rose is actually several businesses that have been purchased together and combined into a large club. It's registered to Mustafa Lee, like, directly and legitimately. It's not through, like, a holding company or whatever. He owns the property. It's a entertainment venue. But doesn't give you any more information than that in the database. And you can get a like schematic of it as registered to the the safety committee or whatever, because they need to know where all the various like people will be occupying the building so they can allocate oxygen and stuff. So yeah, it looks to be mostly like there's like a bar area. There's a bunch of tables in the middle. There's a stage. It's several stories tall, so there's like a private area above that's like a mezzanine with some rooms off to the sides, and then there's a big office that appears to be where Mustafa like hangs out when he's here on the station.
Okay, so I fire this over to Prosper.
Yeah, just looking at it from a tactical perspective, any sort of secondary accesses that they may not have thought about, or that might be available for us to break into, or you know, angles from other buildings sort of through windows into the spaces, into either the private venue or, you know, Mustafa's office, which I don't expect.
Yeah, the thing about, like, if you were in a city, yeah, there'd be, like, balconies and stuff and, like, other buildings. Yeah. But, like, these are just, like, cargo containers all jammed next to each other in eternal rows along the donut.
Yeah, it's kind of more like you said there were multiple properties that got joined into one. If there was some sort of back door that got locked but not...
There's emergency access. There's like ventilation ducts and stuff that you could gain access to, but like the Nakatomi method is the main way of getting from one place to another without using a door, right? If you just blow a hole in the wall and go right through it,
right?
That's one way to get in or out, right? If you like got into one of the buildings adjacent to it, one of the businesses there, you could bust through into the main room through a wall or whatever. But you need explosives to do that.
Are there buildings adjacent to the private room?
No.
Not Mustafa's quarters, but the VIP room.
So it's not so much a single room as it is like the upper level has like a mezzanine with couches and stuff around it, so you can still look down at the stage. And then there are a few like private areas kind of around the edge, one of which is Mustafa's like big room.
Higgs,
yeah, I mean the silence.
What?
Did you have grenades at one point?
Well, he's got shit tons of grenades.
I've got 24 grenades left, yeah.
Would that work, Adam?
Yeah.
So to answer your question, yes.
I mean, it's not a shape charge or anything, but yeah.
Wait, how many did I buy? Oh, yeah. No, I've got 24 grenades. That's accurate.
You know, looking at it tactically,
yeah,
I feel like I have about a 7 level of understanding of how we could run this.
So,
yeah. So, yeah, just to like, know more about the area and feel my way out. That's all.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, with that tactic, so that's 7, if combat does, like, break out, I'll give you, a full round to, like, do something before anybody else gets you, because you're, like, ready for a fight. You got the whole area. But you remember that, because I'll forget.
Cool.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys are, you're about, a block away right now from here. Now, how are you splitting up? Like, Higgs, are you going by yourself, or?
No, me and Mr. S are going, I assume. And then...
Did we gain any health back, by the way, since last edition, or episode,
Yeah, everybody should be at full health now, because you spent a couple of days.
Just checking, yeah.
Resting, jail.
I've got 4 grenades on my belt that I purchased from Mr. Lee. I've just refilled with 4.
Okay. So you're just taking four grenades with you to the party?
Yeah, yeah, and I've got my pistol in my
holster. I suggest that you should give a couple to Prosper.
I guess the conversation occurs that you ask me, and since you ask me, I just give them to you and say, like, you can do what you want.
You ever heard of the fucking Kool-Aid Man, Hicks? Give me the fucking grenades.
Yeah.
He was a god of ancient Earth.
I gave you the grenades. Here you go. Here's
two. Some balls and yells. Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid the Destroyer, they called him.
yeah, I give you two grenades. So I'll mark them off.
He all killed right. An entire group of people once.
I give the grenades to Prosper.
Okay.
Okay.
Only two.
Yep.
Man. Skinflint.
You only got two hands.
Yeah, I've only got 23 to work with, man. and then I guess we kind of like split up around a block away, and Prosper and Piani go do their own thing, and me and Mr. S just keep walking straight towards the entrance.
Okay.
Is there like a line to get into this thing or what?
Yes. Yeah. So you can see it from a ways away. There's a line of, you know, like several dozen people all like dressed up as nicely as you can on this like backwater station.
Okay.
Waiting. And you can hear like music coming from inside of the White Rose. And outside there's a big like hologram sign of a rose like blossoming and then the petals all falling away. And then inside the rose is like a skeleton. And then the skeleton crumbles and then the rose starts to grow again. And it just keeps repeating that. In this like glowy sort of white gold, like a neon hologram sign. and there's like a bouncer who's like dressed in like a black suit. And then there's an actual like guard who's like standing there with basically like a 3200 equivalent of an AK-47, just kind of looking grim and staring up and down the street.
Okay.
But you guys are still several blocks away. And at the point where you go to like split off, Piani, your terminal starts to buzz. You get a like an alert.
Okay. So upon receiving the alert, I just sort of peer and Prosper and like, the fucking drone's nearby.
Oh, is that the alert?
That is indeed the alert.
Okay. Cool. I ask, do you know where?
I don't. I just know it's close.
Is there any way we could find out more information? I sort of look around. Is there any way for us to get like a vantage point somewhere we could see more?
Make a perception.
I have binoculars.
Oh, okay.
And I think I brought my grapnel launcher, my survival kit binoculars. Like there's probably like a purse on the back of the wheelchair. It looks very feminine. It's got all of my equipment in it.
Your man bag. Cool.
Oh, it's definitely a purse.
All right. Roll a perception check.
Okay. Let's see. I think I have that trained. Yes, and that's wisdom?
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, boom.
What? Okay. What is everyone's HP?
Mine's 8.
Yours is 8?
Yep.
For level 2?
Yep.
Wheat, what's yours?
7.
What's yours, Prosper?
8.
Am I at 12? Is that, I think?
I believe yours is 12, yep.
Because I'm level 3 now.
Me.
Okay. Yep. Cool. I just wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slightly above average.
Yeah.
So, Prosper, you spot the drone, the little black helicopter-looking thing. And it's down the block in the other direction. So you can see it kind of like, if the horizon dips, you can sort of see it across. Mm-hmm. And it's hovering above and slightly behind what looks like a lone purity initiative, like monk. It's not the same guy who was like shouting on the thing, but he's dressed similarly, like kind of formerly black, but now kind of like gray robes. He's got a plastic like beaded necklace, and he has some kind of like I guess like a prayer wheel that he's like shaking and like spinning, and he's like mumbling to himself and walking down the street.
Miss Pie, Miss Peak. I don't like the Purity Initiative, but between them and the Midari Syndicate, I think that they may be the lesser of the two evils. If we are anticipating trouble with the Midari, it may be interesting to fair contact avec the Purity Initiative. Your thoughts?
I mean, at this point, like, you read my mind. I've been thinking about that since the Midari ship arrived. In fact, I kind of want to just throw them under the bus a little bit, maybe tell the Purity Initiative, but I think you're onto something.
Does that thing, and I point to the drone, does that thing have communication capabilities?
I mean, without knowing, I just say, yeah.
Could you access them so we can communicate with this gentleman at the distance?
After realizing that my lie was a failure, I do know. I could try. I mean,
let's go over here, and I just like turn piano, and I wheel into like a.
So
dark
you've
alley.
Yeah, I mean, you've already tried to hack this drone with the same equipment. Like your circumstance hasn't changed, so you're not going to be able to get another shot at it.
Okay.
So I just like, it's not going to work.
You cannot do it.
Cannot do it.
And like the only way for us to get there, or for him to get to us, is to pass in front of this.
Yeah. Yeah, the White Rose is in the middle of them. And Higgs and Sicarian are walking kind of towards the line, and the monk is coming this way towards them.
Okay. I look for access into neighboring buildings just from where we are, and while I'm looking for that, I'm watching to see what happens with this guy.
Okay.
That's all. So I'll give you a perception just to see.
Sicarian, you notice the... okay, cool. Thanks. Mr. Sicarian, you notice this monk, this like lone monk, like walking along, and he seems to like pause for a minute out front of the White Rose and like look up at the like neon for a second, and then he like looks back down and starts walking kind of in your direction.
I see this man approaching us as well.
Yeah, both of you. Yeah, but I mentioned it to Mr. Sicarian because I think he probably notices them first.
Sure.
I open a comm to Higgins and I say there's a good chance that he is doing reconnaissance on this building.
Who are you talking about? I just like turn and look at you because you're right
next
to me.
The orange dressed monk that is approaching us now.
I like whip my head to the left. Is he still walking straight towards us?
Yeah.
Is this?
Yeah, he's not like, he does not like make eye contact, but he's like moving in your direction, but that's the way the street goes.
So. Okay, yeah, I return in comms. I'm just like, is he a friend of yours?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll let you handle this. I will play the role of a mute. I just kind of look at you.
Okay. As he like walks towards us, I I stop him. I say, "May I ask you a question?"
You stop the monk?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're wearing your assault armor and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So he stops and kind of like looks up at the armor and then like bows like really like really deeply like very respectfully to you and he says I was going to ask you some questions, Mr. Sicarian, but please.
Exactly. This is what I was going to get at. How do I know you?
You do not know me, but I know of you. And more importantly, Reverend Brother Toshio knows of you and wishes to speak with you.
I'm watching through my binoculars.
Sure.
And I just thumb on my comms and I say, Monsieur Sicarian, I believe this man is an ally. I'm not hearing what they're talking about. I'm just seeing them talking.
Yep.
Okay. I say, I would be interested to speak with him as well. This is on behalf of the Purity Initiate, I would assume.
It is.
Okay. I give him what it would be like my comm number. Do we have that?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you start to give it to him, and he puts his hands up, and he says, "The Reverend Brother wishes to meet with you in person now."
Oh, well, right now we are engaged. Actually, we have a meeting at this White Rose Club place.
He says, "You stand at a crossroads, Mr. Sicarian." On one hand, and he gestures to the White Rose, and on the other, which way will you choose?
leave whatever you want to leave.
Well, I think you might not understand my purpose. I'm going to the White Rose to protect my friends, as we expect violence and we expect problems. So I don't know that I'm choosing one or the other, and so far as I have been employed to make sure that people stay alive and other people don't. So if this meeting is dependent on the fact that I don't enter that building, then unfortunately, as long as my friends are, I will have to go in there.
So he turns and looks at you, Higgs.
From what was once like a direct eye contact is immediately just like not looking at him. Like I just turned the opposite direction. Yeah. What does he say?
He just looks at you, and then when you look away, he looks back to Mr. Sakarian, and
I look right back at him.
It appears the choice is yours, Mr. Sakarian.
Well, if you, I suppose if you continue to be so evasive about what this meeting could be about or what is offered, then I don't know that there's much of an option to be had here. We know that this man wants to meet with us, and we've interacted with his business in a negative way earlier, so I always like to just get ahead of the storm, as it were. With you, I do not know what I'm in for, and you're being very vague, so if you can elaborate, that'd be great.
If I could, I would, but I am kept intentionally in the dark in this regard. The Reverend Brother's intent is not known to me.
Well, then please pass along to him that I am interested in meeting with him, but I am not a man that can be summoned at a moment's notice and then given an ultimatum, and I don't take too kindly to the implications of that. So for right now, I'll assume it was that you do not know better, and if you would like to meet later, then please get word to me.
He nods.
Are people in line staring at us?
No, they're all pretty, like... I mean, they're probably staring at Sakarian because he's a big armored killing machine. Yeah. But they're not, like listening in or anything. There's just, like, casual kind of, like, people trying to look like they're not staring.
Okay. Yeah, I just break the silence and I'm like, come on, man, you're messing with our feng shui. Let us... Come on. We gotta get inside the club. Can we go?
So the monk like bows again really deeply to Mr. Sakarian and then just kind of like nods to Higgins.
I nod and, back. I was like, thank you, sir.
And he says, to you, Mr. Sakarian, he says, I will let the Reverend Brother know what we spoke of.
I appreciate that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And, he continues to walk past you towards where, you split off with, Prosper and, Piani.
I turn to Piani and I say, Ms. Peek, could you pull up the schematics on your datapad?
I do.
I wait for the monk to come nearby. And I step forward and I say, Monsieur, a word.
To the monk?
Yes.
Okay. He stops. Turns to look at you.
I say, I don't think you know me, but I know someone that I think you know. You were just speaking with one Monsieur Sakarian, yes?
I was. Yes.
Can I ask about the quality of your conversation?
The conversation that I had with Mr. Sakarian was for him alone. I cannot share its contents with you.
You misunderstand. I am an ally of his. I think that you and I may have interesting business.
My business is with Mr. Sakarian. I am sorry. And he, like, gives you, like, a dismissive bow.
I can give you access to Mr. Sakarian.
He shakes his head. I am only a messenger, and my job is complete. Excuse me. And so, like, as he's talking, he's, like, taking a step backward every time he bows to you. So now he's, like, just outside of, like, awkward conversational range. And then as soon as you hesitate, he turns and starts to walk away.
Can I make a persuade roll?
Listen to me, you polite bastard. Yeah, go ahead. I'm French, goddammit.
Yeah. I say, okay. The Mandari are our mutual enemies. I need your help.
He turns and looks at you, and he says, I do not personally have many enemies. Who do you refer to?
You are a member of the Purity Initiative, yes?
I am among their number, yes.
You are opposed to all bodily modifications, including the drug Blue Fever, which the Mandari Syndicate is primarily responsible for, yes?
The Purity Initiative has a complicated philosophy. That's one way of summing it up.
Are you interested in reducing the influence of blue fever?
You'll have to speak with someone higher in the organization than me about this.
Is there a way to do it quickly? We are about to get into a very violent confrontation with the Medari Syndicate. We will need help.
A very violent confrontation? It would behoove me to leave, then. Especially given that... And he, like, looks at how armed you are and, like, the grenades that you have.
Hey, they're in a purse.
Okay, so he just looks at your gun, then.
And he looks at my purse.
It's prudent for me to be on my way.
Very well.
If you survive this encounter, please join Mr. Sicarian in coming to our headquarters and meeting with the Reverend Brother. I'm sure you would be welcome.
At this point, I think you will have to tell me why I would do such a thing. You don't seem to be offering us very much help.
That's what Mr. Sicarian said. A man's choices are his own. And he gives you another, like, a bow, like, I'm done talking to you now.
I bow in return.
Yeah, like, he's not... The thing is, you get the impression, because you... I mean, you got a 7, right? You got as much cooperation out of him as he's willing to give. Mm-hmm. Because, like, yeah, he was just instructed to give... to deliver a message, and has done so, and now is trying to, like, move on, especially now that he knows there's going to be, like, shit going down, because mm-hmm. he's all by himself. And Piani, while Prosper was having this conversation, you noticed the drone just, like, floating kind of up and behind, like, scanning you guys with whatever its sensor equipment was.
Scanning us?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's got an array of cameras on the front, so it would, like, use one, and then it would, like, switch out to another, like, sensor set and, like, you know, use that. And it was just kind of, like, moving around while you were having the conversation.
So... Piani kind of, like, elbows Prosper, like, back into the darkness, and then and then in her wheelchair goes into hyper mode and just okay. sits there. And as people pass, she would, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Alright, so outside of the White Rose, Higgs and Mr. Sicarian, what are you doing?
I guess I via comms, I go to Mr. S, and I'm just like, I don't know why everyone thinks we're good to get in a fight, but I'm going to do all I can to make sure that we don't fight, because I don't feel like dying.
You said this to me?
Yeah.
I say, like, staring straight forward, kind of. Again, I've got the visor on, so you can't necessarily see my face, but I stare straight forward and say, that's because, Mr. Higgins, we are absolutely going to get in a fight.
Well... I'm going to do everything I can to not do that, and hopefully you're with me on that. I don't know about these other two. It sounds like they just want to shoot something, and if that's the case, we'll just see where the cards fall when they fall, I guess.
I'm not going in there to start it, but I just cannot see how they could possibly summon us with any other goal in sight.
Okay, well, I've dealt with these people before. Typically, when a meeting happens, it's for a job, and I'm hoping that's what this is for. Hopefully we don't actually have to fight them, because if we do, I'm sorry to say, we're probably going to die. So let's just keep that in mind. You got to know what's in your hand, right? Also, let me do all the talking.
Looks at his plasma projector. He goes, yes, yes, you do.
I'm like, all right, they're probably going to take our weapons, but we'll see how it goes. Let me do all the talking. I've dealt with these folks before.
Sure.
I walk up to the club bouncer, and I like take my shirt and, like, kind of puff it out. I'm like, yo, baby, I'm here to meet Mr. Lee. Let me in. The password is Mr. Lee.
So the bouncer, the bouncer's, like, a pretty big dude, but he's not, like, he's not here to intimidate people. He's just here to kind of keep order and be intimidating looking. The real muscle is the dude with the gun that's standing behind him that's kind of, like, trying not to look like he's there at all. So the bouncer, like, looks at you, kind of looks you up and down, and then says something, into his, like, headset in a language you don't speak. Yeah. There's some, like, pops and clicks in it.
As he's doing that, I'm shooting finger guns to people in the line that I think are attractive, just waiting for him to okay. respond to me.
All right. And then the guy looks at you again, and he's like, you're Wilbur Higgins.
Yes, I am. See, he knows my name, I say to the first person in line. Look, he's back like, at him.
Okay, okay. And he's with you, he points at Sicarian.
Yep, this one is with me.
Okay. Come here. And he, like, gestures for you to step. There's an area outside of the door with little, like, on the ground. It's got little, like, yellow footprints. He's like, stand there.
We can't just go in through a door?
Scanner first, then you go inside.
Well, if you scan us, you're going to see I've got four grenades around my belt. I've got a pistol here. I mean, what? Okay, Mr. Scarn, let's go stand over on the yellow things.
All right, so there's room for one of you at a time. So, Higgs, you want to go first?
Yeah, I go first.
All right, so you step on the thing, and yeah, flat, like, beam of light goes over you. And then next to you, there's, like, a metal tray that pops open on the wall. And then in several languages in quick succession, until it gets to one you speak, you hear a voice say, like, please deposit your weapons here. They'll be returned to you when you leave the club. And there's, like, ahead of you, just so, like, you know that they know what you have, there's, like, a... like one of those like nude x-ray scans of you, and it shows all the weapons and like this little readout that's like grenades and like gun.
I calm him and go, I don't like this. Seriously, our last altercation with them was us killing one of their facilities. Like, are we just gonna walk? I mean, what incentive do we possibly have to take this meeting?
I guess I calm back as I'm taking the weapons off and putting them in the thing. I'm just like, look, I'll go in here alone. If you don't want to come in, don't come in. I understand completely. I want to talk to this gentleman.
I will stand here with the guards and my comms away. You say the word and I will be in there with my weapons.
All right. The word will be Holy Messiah.
It's two words, Mr. Higgins, but yes.
It's always two words. You know this, but I've always given you two words.
That's true.
First word, Holy. Second word, Messiah. I can say Holy, and I can say Messiah, but I combine them. It's not the word. Or what that
why
is.
You let
word?
Me hold the grenades, by the way.
Okay. Sir, can I hand. He's going to stay outside. Can I hand him my
still
weapons?
Still calming him. You don't need to ask him permission to hand me the grenades.
1 second. I just like hand him. You just see like four grenades come out.
Okay. Yep.
You see a laser pistol handed there. I take out like a knife from my boot. And I stand back into the thing in the okay. Where the yellow feet are.
Okay, so it scans you again, and then it gives you a big green, like, check mark, and then the bouncer, like, gives you a quick look over, and he's like, okay, and the door slides open, and, yeah, you can go inside.
Okay. As I'm going in, I'm just like, they forgot my real weapons at my crotch, and I just walk in and throw up my hands. I'm just like, I'll be here, motherfuckers.
So classy.
So then, right, just to cover this, I stay with the guards in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I have my cloak on over my armor, and I'm not holding the plasma projector, but I am holding the monoblade, not engaged, obviously. I'm not like just holding a knife out, but I have it in my hand.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Prosper, you and Piani, I guess from your vantage point up the street, you see just Higgs go into the bar alone.
Now, we were trying to get sort of to the side near a door that we could maybe get into so that we could work our way through these cargo containers over to a place adjacent to the.
Yeah. I mean, they're not empty. Right. So yeah. Like the adjacent buildings are like probably not residences, but they're like businesses.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a convenience store kind of a place. Like,
is it business hours?
Yeah. Are they open?
There's no real like day night cycle here. Like it's just like they're up. Stuff's open when it's open and it's not when it's not. Well, so yeah.
Is this business open?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I mean, like, basically what Prosper is trying to do is he's trying to get into an adjacent wall so that if shit goes down, he can Kool-Aid through it and start gunning people down.
Yeah, sure. one of the adjacent businesses is like a hookah bar or something. Mm-hmm. And you can like hear the music from the club on the other side, like coming through the walls. Okay. And this is one of those places that's like near a more popular establishment, so that when people get fed up of waiting in line, they're like, "Well, fuck it, we'll just go there."
Yeah. So I say to Piani, I say, "Miss Peak, I think we should examine the dividing walls between this establishment and the White Rose. Shall we relax for a moment? Enjoy ourselves?
Sure.
Very well. And I just turn her and wheel her, and we just go straight into the hookah bar.
Hashish?
Yeah, as I stroll in, I go, "Hoo-wee, that place is just too damn stuffy."
Awesome.
I go up to the bar, I say, "Yeah, how much for a hookah, enough hashish to keep us relaxed for 3-4 hours?
Yeah, the bartender guy is totally into it, because you're exactly the kind of people he expects to and enjoys having.
I loosen my bow tie, just completely undone.
Okay.
Thanks, friend. And I take it, I say, man. Is there somewhere quiet we can go? Somewhere, you know, away from the crowds? Where do you recommend? Where's a good spot in here? Looks like a nice place you got."
Yeah, he finds you a table, kind of like in the back, where the insulation is still like pretty thick, and it's a little bit more like isolated. Like there's some curtains up in the back, and they've like sprayed some kind of like resin insulation all over the inside of the thing, so it kind of like gives it this like sort of squishy walls and floors kind of feeling. And then there's a bunch of like cushions piled up. So he's like, "Yes, private room is very good," and like takes you back there.
Thank you, my friend.
Gets you set up. Cool. Yeah. So you have some like privacy there because the curtains are drawn and stuff. Like the waiter will come back every once in a while, but you got a little bit more space, and it's not as like insanely like pounding loud as it was outside.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. We sit down, check over the schematics, make sure we're against a dividing wall. If we're not, then just making sure that we have quick access to one. Okay. Good. So I thumb on the comms. I say, "Monsieur Sicari, and I saw you did not enter the club.